Kedushas Levi, the Berditchever. Last week we discussed a little bit about his background and some stories. We're going to continue with the stories. Hopefully we'll finish up tonight, this evening, the rest of what we're going to say. There's so much to say. Some of the stories you'll hear tonight you probably heard from Rav Weinberger or other places. A lot of them are very, very famous. So let's just start with the one in front here. This I heard in the name of a number of different tzaddikim, so you've probably heard this before as well. If you look at this page here, the one looks like this. I didn't number them at all, but the small little paragraph, the star. So it goes, HaRav HaKadosh MiBerditchev Zichus Yigenu Leinu Ra Pam Shnei Bnei Adam Mispalim. You saw two people that were davening. Lo Hayu Motzin HaMilos Kiroi. They weren't saying the words properly. They were mumbling the words like many of us do when we daven. L'achar Tefillah, after davening, the Berditchever Nagash Aleim HaRav HaKadosh MiBerditchev Zetal. He walked over these two individuals. V'dibar Aleim, he started to speak to them. Below chito chadibur, without being articulate, without saying any words, bebe meme, he wasn't saying anything cohesive. Vishalu mahu omer, they said, excuse me, Rabbi, what are you saying? We don't understand your language. This isn't Yiddish. This is not. It's not Polish. It's not anything. The chazer alzeh, he said it again, and the omer them, he says, hello, gam atem hispalaltem kach levener kadosh baruch hu. Isn't that what you said to Hashem? And of course, the lesson was, amru lo banim anu l'Hashem elokeinu, we're Hashem's children. The Av Maven Diburi Bino, he understands what we say when a little child who's whining, the mommy knows what the baby needs, whether it's a change of diaper or a burp or goes to sleep, they know. He liked that because the Berditchever, as we saw, he was always Melamid Zechus on every single one. So initially he attacked them for doing so, but then they found the Limud Zechus. Ah, at least the Kadosh Baruch Hu is our father. He understands what we mean, he understands the children. So even though Berditchever would like them to say the words properly, he still understood that the limud chus that they had in describing why they can daven in such a way of mumbling.
Don't people use that as an excuse to talk in shul, though? They say, like, oh, it's like, Hamish, we're in Hashem's house, we're the kids, so...
I never heard that excuse, but I guess that would make sense, why one would suggest that, I guess. But, yeah... again, we're not saying that one should talk in shul, and not that one should daven in this way either. But certainly, certainly, this was a nice limud zchus that really touched the heart of the Berditchever. Okay, the next piece here. Those who need sheets, here we have two pieces here. You could pass out those who don't have. So, Siperlei, this they're very, very makbid in this sefer here, quoting everyone who said the story, which is very, very nice, and you should. The shame Omro, you should always quote whom you heard the story from. But just there's so many lines here, I don't even know what all the Rosh Hashanah stand for. Let's just skip the five lines here, six lines, where it says, Nasa Shelag V'kur Gadol. So it's talking about HaRav HaKadosh Rabbeinu Baruch Mimezhbetz. He was once walking along the way, and I'm going to need Sam's help. We're going to get to a Yiddish sentence or two. I don't know what it means. So sometimes they do the nicety, they fill in the Hebrew here, so you might want to prepare. It's in the next column, the next page, other side. So to look ahead if you'd like. I tried even Google Translate it, but Google Translate picked up it was Yiddish, but didn't know how to translate Yiddish, so it didn't really help much. So we'll see that. So you work on that, Sam, while we're getting there, please. Top left, two lines down. No, not on you, sorry, the other side for you. You have the wrong paper, that's why.
Two pages.
Two sets all year. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Come on, though. You went to a Tomo. You know more than that. Right here, this over here. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, so now HaRav Mezhbetz, the Magi Mezhbetz, was once traveling. V'nei nasa sheleg v'kor gadol, it was snowing out, it was very, very cold. And v'lo haya yecholes l'hamshich haderech halab. He wasn't able to continue walking. V'huchrach li'shar be'ezek kfar, he needed to stay overnight in a village. V'lalun sham be'beis achsani, he stayed over at someone's inn. V'terem nichna sham, before he went into the person's inn, Hisna Tanai in Baal HaBayis. He made a very interesting stipulation. Shelo yitein makom lina l'shum adam mizulaso. He told the innkeeper, I don't want you allowing anyone else coming into this hotel, this motel, this inn. Meshach kolzman shu misa'ach sein sham. So long as I'm here, says the Magbi Mezhbetz, I don't want anyone else to be in this hotel. V'im izdamein mishu asha yirat zelitein lo. If someone wants to come, kol hon beisa. Someone's willing to give you up all his wealth to stay here. Lo yishma elav, don't listen to him. Okay, this is a pretty serious deal he's making. Lo yitein lo sham makom chaniya, don't let him stay. Okay, hisrata ba bais ledaver, he agreed. They made a deal, they shook hands, and fine. The Magi and Mezhbetz stayed over that night. Vihi kasher avru lo shnei sham shnei yamim, 2 days passed. He was passing by, and he had the same experience. This was Poland. It was cold. The snow and the cold air, he couldn't continue traveling, he needed to rest. So he saw the flashing sign, the inn here, stay, come, and he stopped in. He did not allow him to stay here. He refused his entry. So he made a swear, he made a promise, an agreement. He couldn't violate that shavua. No one's allowed to come here. So Oz, Bikshu Sheikarnis Vyomerlo. So then the Kedushas Levi or his Hasidim that were there, Sheravi Berdichev Mivaksho, Dimacha Sheshelg Vakur Godla. It's not a stam night here, it's freezing out, it's a blizzard. Sholi Bechutzos, maybe I have some Rachmanas. Vf Shalolin So Halai, I just can't travel, there's no place for me to go. So Al Kenya Niachloli Karnis Panimi. So he may put the request in from the Magni Bejbits. The honor of the Harab Mimejbits, he agreed. Q Maskim Lazer. He said, let him come in. Nom Rak Bitanai Ze Bilvad. He made a Tanai. The only way I'll let the Berdichever come in here is Sheikabel Al Atmo. He needs to accept upon himself. Shelo Yase Bishas Tfiloso Shum Tenuos Mishunos. Nothing strange. We want a regular davening, nothing shaking your hand, shaking your body. Just be very simple here. Krios Vishachavos, bowing down. Kolos Vitzakos, screaming. None of that stuff. This was his way. This is how the Kedushas Levi daven. Now, the end here, I'm going to say it just now because it's appropriate here. At the end of this piece here, we saw this last week. Kedushas Levi came from who? Who is the Gilgalov? Neshama of who? Remember? Rabbi Akiva. The Neshama of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara Brachos tells us that when he davened, he would daven, take all these steps back and bow down. He would start from one corner and end up in the opposite corner by the end of his Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Akiva also had that ability to shake. So Kedushas Levi had that same nature, and the Magni Medrash understood this. He said, when you daven in my place, I want you to be simple, hold your hands together, daven very quietly. Okay, so Hiskim Harav HaKadosh Mi Berdichev LeDavar. He agreed, I'm going to daven in such a way. So they stayed in the same area, I'm not sure of the same room. V'shamar al-haftacho, so he kept his promise. V'spalel sham tefilas arvis, they daven marav. V'kein natal yadav l'suda, he washed his hand, u'beirach b'rachas nitzias yadayim, said the bracha, motzi akol b'nachas u'bakol d'mama. Softly, he was very gentle, he held back his nature of being very soft. B'li kol rash gadon, without making any noise. But he was taking place. Bamsa Suda, Sam, get ready for this. I'm going to need you very soon. In the middle of the Suda, okay. Kasher Hevia Ba'abai says Amarak. They brought the soup. And I hope it's a good punchline, by the way. I have no idea what the punchline is. So if it's not so good, you could add something cute. Okay. So they brought some soup out. And Shal Maharab Mi Bardichov Imhu Ohev Tablin Pilpulin Pepper. So he asked, do you want some pepper in your soup? It was the way it was. The Magid, the past 2 days, he would request pepper in his soup. So the third night came. The Berdichever was there. So the Babai says to the Magid, Mimezritz, do you want some pepper? So what happened next? Kashir Shama Zos Harav Mi Berdichev. The Kedushas Levi heard that the Magid Mimezritz puts pepper in his soup. Kafatz Mimkomo, he jumped out of his seat. The Tzak Bekol Gadol, he screamed, Vos, that much I know.
Pepper.
Do I like pepper?
I love pepper.
Pepper. Mm. So you love pepper? I love Hashem. So I did kvitza nepach the jumping up. What happened? The soup spilled over. And the soup spilled all over the Magni Mejitz now. The car of Amar, and then the Magid, I think, is called out, and this is a longer sentence here. What do you got here, Sam?
He knew that he couldn't hold out.
Okay. She was Zoche to her great grandfather's meal of the Magni Mejitz. It still had a fat, oily stain of that soup from when the Kedushas Levi jumped out of his seat and caused the soup to spill. So even though he was promised to keep his quiet and stay calm, when this came, when you saw the love for Magen Mejid for Pepper, Kedusha Levi couldn't hold back to show his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's go weiter now. The next story, I think I don't have copied here, I'll just say outside for you. Which one did I mark for you guys?
Pizza.
Oh, this one here. Ah, okay. But I don't have that here? Oh, this one I have here. Okay. So we're going to get to that one just a second. There's another Maisa here. This is a bit of a long Maisa. I think Rav Weinberg, I've heard him say this story as well. I've heard this. I've seen this in a couple of places with different names. But it's a story that comes down from the Munchas Halazar, the Munchas Halazar Munkach. He was once asked, he was asking someone about a story about a Berdichever that no one knew, that wasn't written in any of these stories. So there's a Maisa of Rav Avram Mordechai Mipinchov, who was one time next to the Berdichever. He spent many Shabbosos, and during that time, it was during Purim, and he said to the Berdichever, his Rebbe, he wanted to stay with him for one more Shabbos, but if he stays for Shabbos, he has to stay for Pesach as well, it was Purim time. But his wife at the time was pregnant, and he didn't want to miss the labor. So the problem was he couldn't get over. So the Berdichever said, "You should go back to your wife." But the problem was he didn't have a passport. So he wasn't sure how he's going to get from the Berdichev to go where he was living to be with his wife. So the Berdichever said to him, "Not to worry, I'll take care of your passport for you." So what happened was he took out a piece of paper and made a tiny dot. I think the Rav Weinberg said this story before. Everyone heard this before? Some people have? No? Okay. So he took out a plain piece of paper, the Berdichever, and he made a tiny dot on this blank piece of paper. He folded it up and handed it to this individual who wanted to go back home as a passport. So he gets to the border of Berdichev or whatever the countries were, and the custom agents were there, and they had a whole line looking at everyone's passport, and they got to this individual. They took a look at his piece of paper, which was empty with the tiny dot inside, and they said, "What's your name?" He said, "My name's Avram Horowitz." So then afterwards, the officer took him to the office. He took him, "You're coming with me." And he was very scared. And a small time, he was there, and they returned the passport to every single person who was there. They all went past by, except for Avram Horowitz. He wasn't allowed to go. He was taken inside the governor's house, or whoever the officer was. He was a bit scared, but he said, "Since the Berditcher gave me a promise, everything's going to work out." He had some emunah bitachon that everything will be just fine. So then he went to the, he was taken in to meet the head officer, the general of the area. And when the general saw him, the general stood up from this guy, Avram Horowitz, who had a blank passport. And he invited him to come up to the top and sit next to him in front of all the other officers that were there. He says to him, "Who are you?" So he says, "I'm so-and-so," and I don't know, it says Raviner, I don't know what that means exactly, but he says, "It's impossible. How are you so close to the king? How do you have such shaychas to the king? I don't understand. How do you have such a connection to him? Where do you come from? Do you build such a keshu with the king?" So they were looking at the ksav, and the guy said, "I looked at the ksav. The ksav was empty. I don't know what the guy's talking about here." But apparently Kedusha Levi did some type of nes, and that dot, everyone else saw it as some signature from the king, and they took care of him. And he said, "Whatever you want, we'll grant you. Anything you need, we'll take care of it." So he says, "Well, you know, I need to get home to my wife, and my wife's in labor. Could you get me a nice wagon, a limousine?" So a few seconds later, they pulled up this fancy wagon, and they took him into the place and took him to his to back home. So then it has a little afterwards, a story happened. This individual, Avram Horowitz, was in a family of misnagdim. They didn't believe Hasidus. They didn't like what his guy Avram was doing. So he told one of his cousins that he wants to show him this piece of paper that he experienced this story. This blank piece of paper, I'll show you, it's blank. There's a dot in the center, and they let me pass through, and they even got me a wagon, a limousine, to take me home. So come to my drawer. He hasn't opened up his drawer in years since this Maisa had happened. He goes to his drawer and looks for the piece of paper, and it wasn't there. And he said, "It must be, this is the Yetzer Hara." So the guy says, his cousin's like, you're fake. You're fake. You're a chassid. You're making these stories up. Doesn't happen. So he said, "It must be the Yetzer Hara just trying to work further, create the misnagdis against chassidus. But this is the maisa that they said from down from the Minchas Elazar to the great koach of the Kedushas Levi." Let's look at now inside this page here, the two stars. the Isa Medrash Rabbah. This really captures who the Kedusha Levi was. As we've been saying, he spent his he dedicated his life to be Melamed Zechus on everyone. So each Isa Medrash Lechacha, Avas Tzedek V'Tisna Rasha, loving is Tzidkus, hating is evil. And what's going on here? And therefore, the Medrash says, Kadosh Baruch Hu draws out happiness from your friend. Reb Azaria Pasakra, what's this pasuk describing? It's referring to Avram Avinu, because B'shal Sh'am and Avram Avinu, Allah Hashem, Levakesh Rachma Sedomim, when he wanted to daven on behalf of Sodom and Amora, Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Avram, Avas Tzedek, you should love those who are have Tzidkus, B'tisna Rasha. How come you're loving Sodom? Mikulam lo dibarti ela amcha. I'm speaking about your nation. So what are you doing, davening on behalf of stone? So Rava Kadosh mi Berdichev, achaz gam bezem midas shel Avram Avinu. He also followed the same mida, the same path as Avram, as loving everyone. Hayom melitz yoshal Yisrael umargla bepuma leimor. He would always say the following: Yibonu shel olam madu lo tisnaig im bnei Yisrael kimo bal habayis pashu. Why don't you treat Klai Yisrael like a regular bal habayis? I saw a regular stam baal bas. His tefillin fell out of his hand. He picked them up and kissed them. They're your tefillin. That you adorn yourself, that you're beautified from Klai Yisrael. How many hundreds of years have they fallen on the floor? Why don't you pick them up and give them a kiss? Hoshana l'man peracha, to give a Yeshua to your tefillin. That was his understanding. That's apparently something he would commonly say to help get the zechuyos working for Klai Yisrael. So Pam Achas, one time, Harav HaKadosh Rav Mordechai Mineshchus, as Rav HaKadosh Mibardichov, Sha'amud Bechatot Salayla, they were both, that one time Rav Mordechai saw the Bardichov are standing in midnight, V'hikites Mishraso, he woke up his aide, but lakcho imam yain sraf. He took along with him some schnapps, him and his assistant. But halachu lebeis hamerchatz, they went to the bathhouse, the local bathhouse. Shayu yishenim sham arichei uparchi. People were sleeping, homeless people were sleeping in this bathhouse. Uba rav hakadosh eitzel yehudi echad v'kitzo. He woke up the Jew, 12 o'clock at night. He started shaking him. You could imagine this homeless person, nothing to eat or drink. It's in the middle of Berditchev, where it's probably freezing cold. And he says to him, "Halacha mat yain saraf l'shos. Here, take a little schnapps, warm yourself up a little bit in the middle of the night." Amar Ish, the man says to him, "Eich eshta v'ein ma'im nitzil tzedai. How can I drink? My hands, I need to wash my hands first. V'ein kana makom levarich shakla. I can't say a bracha in the beis hamerchatz." So fine, the Berditchever left the Jew by himself. Halacha rav hakadosh l'tzad acher. Went to the other corner. Sheshachav sham arel echad. A non-Jew was lying down sleeping. He woke up the non-Jew, v'nasan lo yayin saraf, he gave him some schnapps, to take of lakach v'shas, he said, "Oh, thank you very much," took it, warmed himself up, and drank it. Ah, so what happened? As chazar rab mi b'ditcha lebeisa, he went back home, v'simcha rab, he was so elated, v'hizchil l'ton l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he started to start making a taina to Hashem, ribono shel olam, ra'a ma bein elu le'elu, look at the difference, your people, the guy is homeless, it's freezing cold. You know what a schnapps could do for his warmth, what it could do for his, filling him up? And he didn't do it because of your mitzvah, because of your Torah? And the non-Jews didn't think they're drinking the base of merichatz. Look how great your people are. Mm-hmm. Upam, another time it happened, Ra'a Eglon Echad, we discussed the story, the guy was putting tefillin on while doing the, fixing the wheel. So jump now to the Shegiu Yimei Pesach, the same paragraph now, the bold. One time it was Pesach time. Haya Omer, he would say, "Ribono shel olam habena ure eich hamemshala gazra." Look what the government does. They make a decree, "Shelo lahavi scharos mimedinos acheros." No importing any goods. Ve'midu shoten v'shomrim al kol gvulos. They have agents all the borders, making sure no one's importing fruits or whatever else, other merchandise. V'achrei kol zeh, despite the fact that so many fences are built and all these different tolls they have to pass through. People smuggle them in anyways. However, but you don't set up any officers when it comes to Pesach. All you have to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is say, you simply say, And you know what happens? There's no one guarding, no one watching over these families. Ra, look inside the house. There's not even a speck of chametz. We don't need shoftim and shoftim. You say, we do. So this was again the nature, the human nature of the Kedushas Levi, to always look for a limud zechus for the Yidden. In the case of the Beis HaMerachatz, in the case of the chametz, the case of the guy wearing tefillin fixing the wheel, this is what he's always trying to accomplish. Let's look at one more story here. This last paragraph here. Maisa shaya etel ba'al Kedushas Levi zetzal. Shehisna imani miducha pashit. He made a stipulation with a very, very impoverished individual who bore, he wasn't learned. Shuyifarni soso. He says, the Kedushas Levi says to this individual, I'm going to take care of you. I'll give you all your needs. V'yadayig l'chal tzarchav. Everything you need, your clothing, your food, a place to sleep. I'm taking care of it. Rak. B'tanai shu yishma b'kolo, as long as you listen to me, v'yase k'chol asher yitaveu. Listen to whatever I say. Alright, so in essence, he bought himself an Eved Ivri. He has now a Jew who's going to listen to whatever he says. I'm going to provide for you whatever you want, and you listen to me. So the guy says, what do I have to lose? I'm gaining money, I'm getting support, and the Kedushas Levi is not going to tell me to do anything outrageous. Great deal, they shake hands, fantastic. So, hivtiach lo, they made a shvu, v'erev yom kippurim, lifnei knisas hayom kadosh karo so elav. So the Kedushas Levi called over this person he made a deal with. V'amar lo, he says to him, halo yadu lecha sheyesh lanu haskem. We have an agreement, right? Whatever I tell you to do, you need to listen. Hinani vehine ani et shali kayamti. I kept my part. I gave you food. Achshav alecha lekaim haftachasa. You have to keep your end of the deal. Ulishma bikoli lecha asher atzavecha, to listen to whatever I tell you. V'odem medabrin, they're busy talking. And tziva alei alav lalechas keis ulav roldas Torah HaKadosha. So now I want you to go out, and didn't say what the example is, but to go violate, to go eat chazer, let's say. Go eat a cheeseburger. V'usei v'tokev, he says, no way, I'm doing that. V'abal kedushas levi zetzal hifzir bo, he started to pressure him, v'garbo started to yell at him, sheyishma b'kol, you have to listen to me, kefi sheyisnu b'neim, we had a deal, deal's a deal. Ad shebesoch din v'dorm he'ani hazeh mitoch rov tzar. Through this whole dialogue, back and forth, the ani was so disturbed shebtziu lavor chas v'shom al das Torah Kadosha, erev Yom Kippur, wants me to violate the Torah Kadosha. Tafas bizikano shabal hakdushas levi. He grabbed onto the beard of the berditchever. V'nishlashu kamesaros, and yanked out hairs from his beard. V'lacham hakdushas levi. And the Kedushas Levi zechus again lay took those threads of those hair, the beard hair, from his hand. The nichnas lebeis medrasha, went to his base medrash, holding on to his own beard hair now in his hands. Upasach ha'arun hakadosh, he opens up the arun. The saros is a kano biyadav, holding on to his own hair. Umelitza bepek kadosh, and he said, shafilu ish pashut bor v'am haaretz. This guy was as simple as they come, as ignorant as they come. V'sipakti lo kol tzarchav, I gave him everything he wanted. And he swore to me, l'shmo b'koli, v'im kol zeh lo hiskim v'shem ofrin l'avro das Torah Kadosha. He won't give up to keep your Torah. Look how great this Yid is. Look how great all of Klai Yisrael is. No matter what, they're not going to violate the Torah HaKadosha. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here then. I need to make it over back to Shul. But I guess next week, I'm not sure we're doing next week, but this, I guess, concludes the, again, this is very just a little snippets of the Kedushas Levi. But Mirza Shem will continue with another topic next week. The